I almost dived in without being ready.
That was insane what you did.
I know. Well, it's because I'm so eager.
We have to do the foreplay of syncing our audio syncing before you can really get into things, honey.
I know. Sometimes I'm straight to sex, straight diving in. How are you? How's your morning?
My morning was really nice.
Yeah.
I got up early, but I did stay in bed. Like, I was up before 8, but I was, like, in bed till 9, basically. Mm. And picked up a coffee on my way here, picked up a yogurt on my way here. And I fully changed into an outfit, and then I took it off, and I put on my gym clothes.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm going to have to fucking hit the weights after this. Yeah.
I haven't been to the gym in a while,
mm-hmm.
which I do feel kind of like I need to go back.
Yep.
Not because I want to look a certain way,
like,
or anything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you do, honey. Just looking at you. Finally, you're saying it. No, but I want to feel, I've just gotten out of it, and then I... it's actually right about our topic today, kind mm-hmm. of, but mm-hmm. I just think for my health and my well-being mentally, all yeah. of that, I would benefit from it.
Mm-hmm. I was taking a little break from my gym for extraneous reasons.
Yep.
And now I'm ready to go back.
Mm.
And I am excited.
I want to start running again.
Love that. Like, truly in the outdoors.
Yes. Especially because it's nice out
Fabulous.
Now, kind of. And I really go through phases of it. Sometimes when I'm running,
yeah.
it's like genuinely like a cry for help kind of sometimes. Because I'll listen to music and like, I remember this one time my mom told me the story about when she was like, and my dad were like going through a divorce or around that time. She would like do these like spin classes where
yes.
she would have her, sorry mom for telling this, she would have her hair down and she'd say it would feel so good to just cry.
Oh my god, that's
and I'm
so
like,
cute.
It is very
we've
cute.
We've all been there.
Oh, we've all been there. And that's how I feel when I run.
Yeah,
it's like just like head up and crying a little bit.
Yeah,
it feels good.
Mm-hmm. I cried in a spin class recently.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like that's kind
it's
of
a really safe place to cry.
I feel like they kind of want that.
They do.
Some of these spin mm-hmm. instructors are like, open up to this. Like, you know, they really want you to
yeah.
get there. Go to that vulnerable space.
Exactly.
What
exactly.
Do you think that's good?
To cry in a spin class?
Yeah.
For me, it was good.
Yeah.
It made me realize something.
Okay.
And yeah.
Period. Yeah.
Yeah, I cried in a spin class. I cried in a yoga class all within like the same week. And yeah, it did feel like a bit
wow.
of my bit of my body telling me something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it feels so good. There
I
really
know.
Is no, it's like a different kind of cry too. Cause you're like,
yeah.
so
working out feels amazing. It's like a bummer that, you know, it has to be associated with so many horrible things.
I know it does suck that it's like so much about how you look and mm-hmm. like, there's so much, especially like, I think cross gender too. It's like,
yeah.
even with men, it's like a different beast about like
oh,
how
absolutely.
Big you are, like all this shit. And like, it's
right.
just, it's awful, especially my gym. But I think probably every gym is like that.
I would assume so. Actually, my gym, honestly, like I never think about my body in the gym, which is one of the first gyms I've been to where I haven't.
Really?
Yeah. My gym feels pretty good. I think it's because it's all rich people.
Yeah.
And it's almost like we're all paying so much for this gym that like, can anyone really look down on anyone
no,
else?
No, exactly. There's like a humiliation in that already.
Yeah, it's like we're all literally overpaid.
Yeah. Wait, that's funny. I go to Crunch, so I'm like, they always just say like no judgment and everything,
mm.
which like sometimes I'm kind of like, wait a minute, that's so true. And then other times I'm like, wait, you're bringing up judgment.
Yeah.
Like no one else is like, yeah, I don't know.
Right.
It doesn't really work. So
right.
it's like the like opposite effect sometimes, but
yeah.
Anyway.
How was your morning though?
I woke up really early.
Okay. What time?
Maybe 6 or
like
7.
11 a.m.?
Like 11:30 p.m. No, it was like I woke up really early and then I like had some coffee and I was going to write in my diary because I've been trying to do that more again.
Mm.
To try to write in my diary when I'm like doing okay and kind of an actually like a positive space so that mm-hmm. my diary when I look back in the past isn't just crisis.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I know. I know.
I personally can only imagine what that would feel like.
But
so really, I'm happy to see you're making changes.
I've looked at some diary entries I've written where it's like, I'm not in crisis and I'm kind of like, skip this, boring.
No, it's like literally like, I'm when I'm not in crisis and I'm journaling, it's like, so I woke up at 8. It's like literally this. Like, it's like, okay, snooze fest.
Literally, it's so boring. But then, I don't know.
So did you journal, though?
No. Yeah. I don't know what happened. I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
That happened. I just, like, I waste time, like, crazy now. Yesterday, I was, like, trying to be productive after we recorded. I was, like, shocked by how much time I wasted.
For real?
Just, like, doing other shit where I'm like, oh, I'll take a break. And then like an hour passes and I'm like, whoa, I need to be better about that.
It's really hard for a break to not be an hour.
Say that.
I've like tried doing like 15 minute break in between things. And it's like, I hardly breathed.
Yes.
I hardly was able to breathe.
No. Because that you need 30 minutes first to just kind of accept that you're taking a break.
You need an hour on your phone.
Yes. Which isn't a break.
15 minutes, maybe, I don't know, maybe I do a crest whitening strip.
Yeah, yeah, which is work, by the way, because you're
maybe
in
I brush my teeth again.
That's also work.
I think about flossing.
Yes. That's work as well.
Mm-hmm.
That I count.
Look at my, stare at my closet and think to myself, I have nothing to wear.
I would say it's work. So in our field, all of that's work.
All of, we write all that off.
Yeah, exactly. I do think about it that way sometimes where I'm like, I'm like, that technically kind of is work when you think about it.
Of course.
You know?
In a way, everything for us is work.
I know. Research. It's research.
And we're micro influencers.
Oh, my God. Oy, oy, oy. Anyway. But yeah, I'm trying to get better about that. But yeah. So that was my morning.
Did I tell you how I journal?
No.
I have a secret Instagram. No followers. No following.
Okay.
And so I basically, it's like a photo journal almost.
I see.
So I post a photo of something that happened that day or like some photo I took. And then I write, I journal.
In it.
But it's kind of fun because it's like, I'm just honestly too dumb. I don't read books. So it's like a journal wouldn't even like, not doesn't work with my brand.
I know what you mean.
And it's fun like seeing like what photos I choose from the past. And like, oh, wow. Yeah.
I love that. And I
think
it also probably feels like you're being a little risky because you're like posting.
No, literally, I'd be fucked if this journal got out.
Accidentally got leaked.
Well, because when I post on it, I could technically also click at G Cool Inchment.
That's like the risk.
Or at Finally
That's
Pod.
The risk. That's the risk.
It would be, I'm serious, catastrophic.
I've accidentally posted something to Maine for half a millisecond, but it was supposed to be on my Finsta, and I posted it on Maine.
What was it? Do you remember?
I don't remember. It was something really not that bad. But
okay, because my captions, I'm using like first last names of people, and not first last names, but like I'm like literally being like, I'm journaling.
Yeah. I mean, when you use like the first and last name of somebody, that is like, I would say more vulnerable than saying the worst thing that's ever happened to you. It's intense. That's like.
Yeah. Whew. So I have to be careful.
Yeah.
But I really love doing it.
Dang. That's
if anyone thinks I'm like stupid, like if anyone's like, that's too risky, let me know. But I think it's fine.
I think it's fine.
I don't think I'm going to screw up.
I mean, it is like on a server somewhere is the only thing.
Do I care about that, though?
I don't know.
I'm just talking about like crushes.
Oh, it's fine.
And like,
for me, it's like if my diary, if you like opened up my diary right over there about 5 feet from you, it would be like, oh, I'm fucked. You know, at least that's
really
how it would feel. Even though it's probably you just read it and go like, oh, I'm sorry you were dealing with that in August 2022.
Right.
But like, you know, the feeling of it is like, oh, God, this is so vulnerable and scary or something.
Well, this is how I've always felt about like cybersecurity is like, well, what's like, what are they going to do with it?
I know.
I'm like, so they find out who I have a crush on and then what?
I do think it's bad. I do think that too. Where I'm kind of like, what's the big deal? Da, 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 da.
No, I'm like, they already know everything. So
yeah, that's
why
true.
Do I care that they like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How I truly feel about my friend's girlfriend who annoys me. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That
like,
kind of thing.
They're not going to know any of that.
No, I don't think they're picking up on that kind of stuff yet.
Well, they're not going to care is what I'm really saying.
No, they're not going to care. They already know everything they need to know about you.
Or they do. And they're like, oh, the tea is piping hot.
Mark Zuckerberg. Like, what? Yeah, I don't know. That's so interesting, though. Sometimes I do share too much on my, like, Finsta. That's, like, for my friends. And then I'm kind of like, this is vulnerable. And then it's fine, but, like...
I do want to get back in the Finsta game.
It's fun.
I had one years and years ago.
It's fun to post, like... Because I just don't do that on my main Instagram's just, like, so public-facing that I'm,
I post a close friend story once every 6 months.
Yeah, that my close friends isn't even, like, a thing on there anymore.
No.
Did I ever tell you what happened with this guy that we both know? And how he DM'd me saying, did you remove me from your close friends?
Oh, my God.
It was like, and I had, because I had never met this person in my life before, by the way. And so I said, yeah, I did, because I'm trying to just keep it people that I know, like actual close friends. Yeah. No hard feelings. Never heard from him again.
So I hate to do this to the followers, but you have to take your microphone away and tell me who it is. Okay. Remember there's a camera on you?
We're going to have to go beep. Censor out my face as well about the camera. But
who is it? Oh, that is so, so, so random.
I know. But it's also not, because I have another story about this person with a friend of mine doing a similar thing, saying like about like him being like DMing him about being muted. Like, what? Did you mute my account?
And well, then, I've already heard weird things about this person, FYI.
I know. But it's also like, you need to have like special software to figure out if somebody's muting you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And why would you ever want to know that?
No.
I would never in a million years want to know who's muted me. Because no. I know I've been muted by
countless people. And I know it would make me cry.
I would probably get pissed, but I'd also be like, I get it, maybe.
Yeah.
But why would you ever like elect to find that out?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think Charlie XDX follows me, but she's never liked a single thing of mine, and she's watched
muted
a single
you.
Story of mine?
That's why she's...
Do you think she followed me and then immediately muted me?
Yeah. Wait, that is so funny.
She's just trying to get ally points, you think?
You should at her right now.
I should ask her.
Did you mute me? Public story?
Did you mute me? You've never liked or followed or responded to any of my stories.
Have it be a poll. Have it be a poll on
Zoom. Yeah, I think so. I think that's the best way to solve this.
Yeah, and then she can, you know, take accountability or not.
Right. I should say, just because you're a musician doesn't really matter to me. Christina Milian is my biggest fan.
I know. Someone was telling me recently that they were listening to the episode we did where we talked about Dip It Low being the theme song for our podcast.
Ring, ring.
Lynn, yes. Ring. Oh my God. I wish.
It's so funny to me.
It's so funny to me. Because I love that song so much.
I know.
And it's so wrong. It's also so wrong, but it's so right. Damn. I really am kind of bummed that she doesn't follow me, but
one day.
Listen, one day she might.
She's a girl's girl. So
that is true.
Not personal to you. She's a girl's girl.
She's a girl's girl.
She's a girl's girl.
Oh God, that's going to help me sleep easy so much tonight. Yeah, that's so funny. Hey. Have you thought about a theme song? Should we do a theme song?
Yeah. Seek treatment.
What if we did a theme song in the same like musical cadence but with different lyrics for our
Las Costanistas?
Oh my God, that would be really, 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 really funny. Yep. Something I think about there for sure. Oh man. I feel a little sweaty. Do I look sweaty?
No.
My shirt, by the way, the second I sweat, it'll show.
But that's kind of sexy for that shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it's sexy to start sweating while you're recording a podcast.
No, it's definitely not. And somehow I'm sweating in almost every single podcast.
The second I'm holding a microphone, my body's in fight or flight, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you. I've never...
One time I did a panel and my hand was so wet, the microphone could have slipped directly out. Like, it was lubed up.
I can't believe you've done panels.
I know, it's so funny.
People don't really know about you.
That's something people don't know about. I do panels on astrophysics.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I would get scared on a panel too.
Yeah.
I did a panel once in college.
What was it on? Do you remember?
It was I was delivering an essay on a play. So let's not go down that path. But I was reading an essay I wrote. And so I was
read it out loud.
Yeah, I read the essay out loud.
Jeez.
And then was on a little panel. That's the kind of background I come from.
Wow.
I know.
You know, my mom got her master's degree recently.
Really?
And
did she have to do like a thesis defense and all that?
And basically I went to the graduation and stuff, and so I got to see all the people present. And it was like really like, I was like, I do not envy them.
Whoa.
I was like, I forgot how painful school is.
It's hard
to have to speak in front of your peers.
I know,
you know, who are also nervous that they're going up next. Yeah. It's like
it's also hard because you're trying to be smart.
Yeah.
But then sometimes when you're trying to be smart, there's nothing like more humiliating than that.
I know.
And you can end up sounding so dumb when you try to sound smart.
Also, we've said things like this before, but you never really need to see your 7-year-old mom nervous. That's not something that you need to see.
I know.
Because it kind of just, it put me into mama mode.
Yeah, really.
I thought, that's my baby girl up there.
I know.
I need to protect her. I turned into a stage mom.
Yes, the tables have turned.
The tables have turned.
That feeling is so... Do you remember the first time when you were a kid and you felt that feeling of like protective over your parent?
Oh, yeah.
Or like the first time that ever happened and you're like, okay, wait a minute. It can go both ways.
I'll always remember because my parents are slightly older than like my peers' parents.
Right, same.
And so, right. And so I remember this kid in my class was like, oh, my mom is like... 40 or something. And I was like, my mom's way bigger than that.
I love the idea of like your mom being like, imagining your mom like as like a 70-year-old woman being like, she can beat your mom up any day.
Like I literally was like, that's so embarrassing.
Wait, that's so funny.
My friends,
so
like
cute.
Moms would like go through menopause and I'd be like, my mom went through that years
She's
ago.
She's already done that. Okay?
Decades.
When does menopause start, by the way?
I don't know. I realized I don't know anything about it because I've been telling all my friends for ages that the moment I realize I'm not going to have kids, I'm going to get my ovaries removed because there's so much ovarian cancer in my family.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, someone just told me that would put you directly into menopause.
What?
What?
Okay.
What?
I thought it was
not. I thought it would take it out of the cards for me.
I thought menopause. I've heard people be like, I thought when I was a kid, I was like, menopause happens when you're 60.
Well,
but now I've also heard that it starts when you're 30.
And I've heard that it lasts decades.
I know. That's what I thought, too. I know nothing about it, which I feel bad about.
I don't want to have hot flashes on the podcast.
I know. Also, I have hot flashes already. I was telling you, I feel sweaty. I have a hot flash right now. I'm sweaty. But then I'm like, what other symptoms are there? Also, do men have andropause, right? Isn't that what it's called?
I have not heard that.
I know. I shouldn't be bringing that up.
I'm confused. I'm so confused. I don't know anything about menopause.
I know. Maybe the next episode we'll do that.
Did I not learn it?
They don't teach you that. Why
not? They don't. Because it's so far away.
They should. They really should. They'll teach you about all the like puberty sex stuff, but they don't teach you about what's going to happen in,
right,
you know, down the line.
Right.
Ugh,
blowjobs are more important than menopause, but still, I would have liked to learn.
I think we can all agree about that for sure. That blowjobs.
That feels very safe
that
to say
to me
on
is
the podcast.
Easy to, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, I give it. When my mom had this goddess night party, that's what I like think about when I think about menopause. It was like, I forget.
Perfect
what,
mom party
her,
theme.
It was like her,
perfect.
Her 50th or something, and it was like all of her women friends she invited over, and she had like a goddess night. And I remember thinking, like, this is what women do. This is what all women do.
And you were right.
And she hired, like, a psychic or something. And they, like, I remember thinking that they all, like, got naked in the pool or something. But I don't think they did that. I think they just had, like, they were just chilling. But, yeah, God.
That is really cute.
Women are incredible.
Did they, like, dress up? Like, was it, like, Greek goddess?
I have no idea.
You weren't.
But I remember being kind of like, whoa. Women are weird, for sure.
Definitely.
But I respect that.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I think that's why I'm gay now.
What's the most themed birthday party you've ever had?
Me?
Yes, Joe.
Mm.
Yes, Joe, you.
I don't think you. I ever, I'm always too apologetic. I'm always like, it's a birthday, but oh, you don't even have to think about me.
Yeah.
When I was younger.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had like a themed birthday. Maybe like when I was a child and my sister and I had our birthday together. We always had our birthday together, but like at the pier, the Santa Monica Pier, maybe we did something. Like a
well puppet, familiar.
Puppet theme or something.
Puppets. Yeah. Puppets are coming back into my life in weird ways.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that about?
One person mentioned puppets to me, and now for a second time, someone's mentioning puppets.
That is definitely a theme. It's coming back big time.
It's more than a theme. It's a complete it's a complete correlation. Maybe and directly after the eclipse.
Maybe you need to get into puppetry.
That should be a thing all year. And this happened to me right after the eclipse.
Oh, man. Ugh. I want to do puppets, actually. I would love to do shadow play.
I'm not kidding when I say you would put on an amazing puppet show. Oh, wait. I have to tell you something.
Oh.
My cute, adorable friend Eliza, who you met after your show, she was like flabbergasted at how good your show was.
Oh, my God.
She truly was like, she was taken aback.
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
She was like, it was one of the best live performances I've ever seen.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
That's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
I had a good show that night.
Well, she's a pathological liar.
I could tell the second I saw her, I was like,
no, she's the cutest, most sincere. So sweet. And she's so funny.
I had a really good show, this last one.
Yes.
It was really, really, really fun. And I felt really good about it afterwards. She was so sweet after the show. She came up to me. Ugh. I love when I do good and I hate when I do bad. Do you know what I mean?
I need that tattoo.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
That's something, Joe.
It's something I've kind of figured out over the years.
I'm obsessed with that.
Yeah, it's definitely, definitely true. I have another show coming up on April 25th, by the way, that I haven't promoted yet. And so I'm promoting it now. Probably this episode will come out in May. So I'm hoping, so you guys will feel regret
will
for
it?
Not coming. No.
No, it's going to come out in 2 weeks.
Oh.
Perhaps right before the 25th.
Maybe, or maybe just after. Either way.
I think this will come out on the 21st.
We'll see. We'll see.
The days.
I know.
They slide by. Do you feel like this year's going by fast?
Yes. So Me fast too. That it's almost scary.
Me too.
I'd like it to go half speed.
I want a little more spring before we hop right into summer.
I was talking about this last night at Charlie Barday's birthday.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, I was talking to Jabuki, mm-hmm. I'm just name dropping at this point. And we were actually talking because at that point then, I started thinking about it. Anyway, we were talking about spring. And I was like, I don't really like spring, I think. Because it's really kind of ugly. I mean, look outside. It's kind of gray. The only thing that's pretty is that we have all these like flowers popping up out of the ground. But then I'm like, this shouldn't be happening now. These flowers should be coming in like August when it's like green everywhere. Everything's like hot. And then I want the flowers to be like a reward for enduring all the heat.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, this is wrong right now to me. That's how it feels.
I don't think this is something that you should say to someone like Jabuki. He could blacklist you from Hollywood.
He said that. He's like, are you sure you want to say this to me?
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. It is like weird seeing completely empty nude trees
yes.
and then flowers on the ground.
Right?
But I need those flowers. I need them. I need them in my heart.
It is.
Know?
Yeah, it is kind of like they balance each other out and it kind of creates something good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I need to go to the botanic gardens with my boyfriend.
Yes. Do you have a yearly pass?
No, I should get one.
Okay.
Do you know what I did last night that I think was so romantic?
What?
I was I was taking a bike home from Charlie's, and I took my bike. I drove my bike over to where my boyfriend is, and I biked outside of his apartment, and I texted him. I said, look outside. And there I was.
Oh, my God.
Is that crazy?
This is straight out of Love, Simon.
And he went, oh my God, I can't believe this. It was straight
and did he
out
come
of
down?
Yeah, and then we fucked right there.
That is absolutely adorable.
Isn't that sweet?
No, that's like the best thing ever.
It's fun. It can
I mean, that's
that
what dreams are made of. I said it.
What's the song? What's that song?
This is what dreams are made of.
That's our theme song. Hey now.
Hey now.
Who sings that?
Hillary Duff.
Duff.
Hillary Duff.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton, she did write it.
Yes, that's
Hillary
Duff performed it. Yeah.
By the way, it's like breaking news right now that the JoJo Siwa song. Are you familiar?
Which one?
Karma's a bitch. I should've known better.
I don't know it.
Okay,
at all.
She just.
It just came out. I'll find it.
It just came out, and someone wrote it years ago. Which, like, we should have guessed. Obviously, I'm not assuming that she would have written her own music.
Wow.
But it is just funny that it's like, I don't know. Songwriting is so interesting.
It's so weird.
I need a joke writer. I don't want to write a joke ever again.
Me neither. I would love a joke writer.
This needs to be normalized. Literally, if people are famous musicians and they don't write their own music, why am I writing my own stand-up?
I think people do that.
I know, and I'm getting into it.
A lot of stand-ups, big ones, hire comedians to write jokes for them.
Yes, well, I know that, big ones. But I'm like, I want to start small.
Look in local colleges and find some people there who might be on the improv team and things
like that who you
can kind of mine for material. I think that's
I'm going to look into.
Getting a few interns?
Definitely.
I really love that. I want to make a song like that and then get... I keep thinking about your friend who wrote that song and is like a millionaire or something.
I know. It's my friend's friend.
That to me, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, I wrote a Shawn Mendes song. I never asked to work again.
I know. I just did the wrong... I made the wrong
choices.
There's
nothing holding me back. Oh, I can shake you. I love when you go crazy.
He
take
just made...
mine.
This episode's all singing, by the way. Which is good.
We should get into our topic.
I think so. So today's topic is
blood pressure.
I have this is a topic that's near and dear to me because I think I'm going to have an issue with this later in my life for sure. If not already.
Were you about to say I'm going to have a stroke?
Not yet. Knock on wood. I think I'm going to have blood pressure problems down the line.
Why is that?
Just because every single person in my family, every single person I've interacted with, every single person that's had an impact on me has blood pressure problems. So I am without a doubt going to get them as well.
The presidents, I think, have all had blood pressure problems. I know how inspirational they've all been for you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I salute them every day. Mm-hmm. I don't really know anybody that doesn't have high blood pressure or blood pressure problems. Isn't that just kind of like what it's like to live nowadays?
I don't have high blood pressure.
Okay, well.
I have normal veering
normal
on
now.
High versus low.
Yeah,
but same. It's normal, except for one time.
What happened?
One time I got a COVID test.
Oh God.
And I had to go into a place and they took my blood pressure and she was like, your blood pressure's high. Like, is that usual? And I was like, no. And then I realized the night before I'd had 8 margaritas with a salted rim.
Yeah.
And I got my blood pressure taken a week later because I went to the dermatologist or something. Yeah. And don't think they take your blood pressure. I went somewhere to a doctor.
Somewhere, yeah.
And it was back to normal. And I was like, phew.
Yep.
But I literally remember that week I had 8 margaritas with a salted rim the night before. And my roommate Layla had made Rice Krispie treats that were, I'm talking, we had triple the salt and we was flaky salt on the top. And it was just a beautiful direct correlation.
Yeah. It's fun when you see that happen and then you're kind of like, you want to write an email to the doctor being like, by the way, what happened at that session is not like me at all. But that is so funny that when you can see directly the impact of your behavior.
Yes.
Wow. At least you got to enjoy those margaritas. I once had that happen to me too, where like I was on Fire Island for a week and I was drinking very heavily. And then I showed up to my doctor's office and I just started taking prep. And they were like, your liver looks really bad right now. And then it was fine like
wow.
A month later. But yeah, dang.
How do they tell your liver's looking bad?
I have no idea. They take blood tests. They do like, they check out a bunch of different things in there.
I had a big medical test lately and then I never heard anything back. Do you think that means I'm in the clear?
That means that you pass.
Great.
They only contact you if it's like bad.
That's what I thought, but I kind of still wanted them to contact me.
Also, sometimes
good.
They lose
I wanted
it.
Them to call me and say congratulations.
Your blood is tastes amazing.
Right.
I sometimes have, I think once I've had like a test, they took like go missing or something. Like I just never got results. They just lost it.
Yeah.
Which like I guess can happen.
Right. I'm like, okay, question for you. Do you know what the top and bottom number in blood pressure mean?
Yeah.
I do not.
I do.
Please tell me.
So the top number is the maximum pressure in your blood at the pump, like the pulse of your heart.
Yeah.
Which is the starts with an S, blood pressure.
Okay.
And then the number underneath is the pressure, the blood pressure when in between the pulses of the heart.
Whoa.
So like imagine you're like squeezing a bag, that maximum pressure like is like gonna force the like the bag to expand in a certain way, and it's the, what your heart is doing with all the blood. Imagine you're a bag, which I've imagined for me. That's when it pushes all the blood throughout your body, and that's the pressure. And then in between, it like relaxes, and then the blood kind of continues to move in the like vacuum of the pressure. And that's the bottom number is the lowest pressure, like in between the heartbeats.
Hmm.
God, I just sounded like the best professor.
Yeah, you really did. God. Dr. Joe. So does that mean like you just have more blood in your body? Pressure's higher.
No, it just means that you're like,
okay,
it's just expanding and contracting, and like just like when you were to like press on a water bottle, it like increases the pressure inside,
right,
and also moves the water around in the bottle because you're squeezing it, and that's what your heart is doing with all the blood in your body, just moving it through like that.
One time a doctor told me, oh, I'm happy I remembered this. She was taking my blood pressure. My legs were crossed at the ankle.
Oh, my God.
And she said, oh, uncross your ankles. It makes your blood pressure higher. But if you ever want to, like, get out of something to make your blood pressure higher.
Cross your legs.
Cross your legs.
No way.
And I remember thinking after, what purpose would that do?
Yeah, I know. I guess if you're going to
but
war.
But I'm pretty sure it was blood pressure and it wasn't heart rate. Yeah, I think it was blood pressure.
That's so funny. At my doctor's office, they don't give a shit about anything like that.
I know, but I've been finding really good doctors lately. I've been having really good luck for the first time in my whole life.
I was looking at blood pressure stuff and about like how they're supposed to like measure your health at like the GP. And my doctor's office doesn't do any of that.
Really?
They just attach it to my... You're supposed to put like the stethoscope underneath your arm to measure the blood pressure or like how the blood moves through the artery of the arm. They don't do that. When they took my height and weight measurement, I was wearing huge boots.
Yep.
They just measure my height on that, which I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
They just like, I don't know. Maybe I need a new doctor.
Maybe you need a new doctor. I found a great guy.
Really?
Yeah. And I found a fabulous gynecologist, and I found an amazing dermatologist who cured my psoriasis.
Oh my God.
And I love my dentist.
I need
this
a
is
dentist.
The first time in my life.
You're getting good care.
For real, because... As like a fat girl too, it's just like every doctor I've ever had my whole life has made me feel like I fully am a bad person somehow.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy that like, I don't know, maybe it's actually just that I'm more confident now than I was the rest of my life.
Mm.
But I am like, wow, I'm finding people who like don't need to take my weight because they don't need to take my weight.
Right.
And people who don't need to talk about my weight because it does not pertain to
yes,
the situation.
Exactly. Like the dentist talking about your
weight. Yeah, literally though. Like, literally.
God.
Crazy.
I can't imagine. That's good though.
Shall we talk about the physical yes. device that
yeah,
takes
the
your blood
thing
pressure?
Around your, do you
oh,
know anything
that
about
thing that?
That
squeezes your arm.
How does it work? It does
I
feel.
Don't know.
Have you ever been so depressed that when they put the blood pressure reader on your arm, it kind of feels good?
Yeah, Joe.
When it like touches you and you're kind of like, oh my God, mm-hmm. I'm getting squeezed. Mm-hmm. I'm getting hugged. I love
no,
that feeling.
It is like every time I get it done, there reaches a certain point right before where it's about to end where I'm like, it's going to go too tight.
Yes. It really squeezes the shit out of you.
It really gets reaches a point where I'm like, oh no, I'm going to burst.
My arm's going to fall off. This thing's going to blow.
Imagine just my arm splits in half.
It really does go. Like it goes crazy and then it traps all the blood in your arm.
Sorry, that was horrifying.
Wait, what happened?
Sorry guys. I clicked the computer with my toe.
Yes.
And
I accidentally pressed stop.
Yep, I accidentally pressed stop. Let me just double check. It's Samson. Yes. Okay, great.
Beautiful.
We're back to normal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, you saved that situation though.
Well, I just am trying to see the time, but I guess I pressed the pause button somehow. Yeah.
You know, these things happen and it's the sign of a professional who can come back with grace with her head held high.
Well, my head is held down. My head is held very low right now.
You'd have nothing to be ashamed of. These things happen, especially when we're the producers of the podcast as well.
I know.
We do a really, really, really,
thank
really,
God
really
we
good
get
job.
To pay ourselves a full salary.
I know.
Of $300,000 a year.
And benefits. Yeah.
It's so fun being a nonprofit.
Yeah, I would love that. Anyway, yeah, I love the thing that they put on your arm
yep.
a lot. I really don't like when they attach the little tie to your arm when they take your blood, though.
No.
That to me, I'm kind of like, oh my God, something serious.
No,
about
that is like, do you think I'm an animal? Like,
I know.
Like, it feels like they are going to grab a machete and chop me into pieces.
I know. It's crazy.
When they do that.
I love when they do it easy, though. Whenever I have to get blood work done because I got an HIV test and stuff like that, every time I'm always like, oh my God, this is going to be really tough. And then they do it so easy. They slide it right in and I'm like, oh my God. And then I just start gushing blood and it feels great.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling.
That is a good feeling. I used to be hard to take my blood because my veins roll, apparently. And so like hitting a vein, like then it'll just like move away and tell you. But the last time I got my, oh, this was crazy. The last time I got my blood taken, she went from my fucking hand.
Whoa, weird.
She put the needle right in the top of my hand.
She was just like, let's see if this ad works. Mm-hmm.
And then she told me, that she liked this tattoo and hated this tattoo.
Oh, good.
So that was awesome.
Well, that's how you know she's trustworthy because she's being honest. She's yeah. just telling you how it is.
Exactly.
And then she plucked you in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Did it hurt a little more?
No, but I hated having a Band-Aid right here. It made me feel like an old person for some reason.
I know what you mean, because I've seen it on old people before.
I know, me too.
They should have taken it from your cheek, and then you could have looked like Nelly.
Oh, I would have loved to. Right now, I have a cool scar on my finger.
Ooh.
It's already basically gone, but I've been feeling really good about it.
That does cool. Like, it kind of adds a cool factor.
Yeah,
like you
does.
Really kind of. I love the feeling of having like a bruised, like inner elbow after giving blood, because mm-hmm. it's like it makes me look like I am somebody who gets an STD test,
right?
You know what I mean? Which is the best feeling in the
safe,
world?
Safe sex, Joe.
Just somebody who fucks.
Yeah,
you know what
I love
mean?
That for you.
I love it a lot.
Wait, do you bruise easily?
Depends. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I'll wake up with a bruise and I'm like, what?
Okay, I'm glad that's like more universal because sometimes it's like. What happened
where
to
did
me?
This come from?
Yeah,
like I guess I stubbed my toe. I guess I like bump into things, but
right,
yeah. Did I ever tell you a story about when I went to the doctor to get like a full body scan and then there was something wrong with my heart and they had to do like a thing on my heart? Did I talk
no,
about this story?
That's scary.
Yeah, so I went to go, like, when I was 18, I went to the doctor and they like did, I was doing like, they were doing like an EKG and shit like that on my heart, and like the doctor looked, did this EKG, and she was like, huh, something's not right with your heart. We need to do this like a double check. And so we're going to get you an ultrasound like they do for pregnant women, but on my heart. So I was there. They put the gel on my chest. They started looking. And the nurse was like, oh, interesting. This is really interesting. We're going to need to do like some more work on this. And like I was like, oh, my God, something's really, really bad. The nurse was like white as a sheet. They were like, this could be a really serious thing that's wrong with you.
Oh, my God.
So I, like, left this voicemail for my dad, like, hey, I'm at the like, clinic right now, and they say there's, like, something really wrong, and, like, I might need to go into surgery,
oh
like,
my
right
God.
Away. I was, like, 18. And what they were concerned with was they thought I might have had a hole in my heart, like a hole or, like, a tear.
I know someone who's that's happened to.
I know. And then what it ended up being was that my heart was just big.
Oh, you
did I tell you this?
You have told me that. That's a beautiful story.
It's my heart like stretched because I'm so tall.
Because you're so tall.
All my organs are just kind of like bigger.
Would you like to see your organs? Like if they could show you?
Yes.
I agree.
I'd be like, whoa.
I'd be like, why aren't they more colorful?
I know.
You know, because like in anatomy class, you see them in all different colors.
They're
but
not.
In reality, they're all just
they're
disgusting
kind of like pale.
Color.
Yeah. White.
I want mine chemically dyed.
I want mine dyed and I want to start getting some stick and pokes on them as well. If possible.
Yeah. I love that. I want maybe a septum piercing on my lungs.
On your liver. Yeah, that'd be tight. I don't know if I want to see that kind of shit, though. I, like, don't love the idea of, like, people poking around in there or, like, getting inside of me and stuff like that. Yeah. But I know eventually it's just going to happen.
Right.
And, like, what are you supposed to... Have you had... Oh, have you had your appendix taken out or anything happen with that?
Good.
No. Knock on wood.
¿Cómo se sabe?
Yeah.
¿Qué es tu sobrante?
Totally.
Yes, that's me going... What? Why do you ask?
Well, I was just thinking because, like, I'm always scared whenever I have a stomach ache that it's my appendix, like, bursting. And
I've never, honestly, Joe, I forgot I had an appendix.
New fear unlocked.
I forgot I had an appendix.
Yeah, it's there.
What the fuck is that thing doing?
It's full. It's just, like, full of toxins, I think. Isn't that right?
Brody. Yeah, I guess so. But you can get it removed?
Yeah, if it's bad, if it's like starts getting swollen and explode, it's going to explode. I think they remove
it. I forgot about that thing.
I know.
We've said it at in one of our first episodes, but I know I just have lungs, heart, intestines. I think that's all I have.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've talked about the donut. The body is a donut.
Right, exactly.
We've done a lot of health stuff.
Wait, it's crazy. The body's a donut. So like... Like, you could get fucked off.
Yeah, the dickhead could pop out your mouth. Yeah.
We would discover amazing things on this podcast. Next Where time. Would society be without this podcast?
So behind.
So far behind.
So far behind. At least medically, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Was there anything else you wanted to talk about blood pressure?
Yeah, my parents just found out at their gym, the blood pressure machine that they've been using for like 15 years has not worked since they started using it.
I love when that kind of shit happens.
And I like got to overhear my parents be like, we have to send just the most stern email. Hundreds of people have been using this machine. I mean, way more than that. Thousands.
Yeah.
And it is kind of like a real thing. It's like a gym that mostly like older people go to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's crazy. It's never worked correctly.
Yeah. That is pretty awful.
My dad's
awful.
Like, I take my blood pressure every single day.
I wonder though. Yeah. I guess that is really bad. But also, it's a gym. You know what I mean?
I know, but don't have a blood pressure machine if it's not going to work.
That is so true.
Like, has no one checked it?
I guess not. That sucks. No. What kind of blood pressure machine was it? Like, with the arm?
Yeah, you put your arm in the thing.
How did they find out it was wrong? I guess
I have no idea.
Checked.
I have to ask.
God. I got once, the weights at my gym are wrong. Like, the scale is completely wrong in my gym.
Oh, no.
It's, like, just totally broken.
Huh.
Really kind of makes you rethink society.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Oh, definitely. I was going to ask, what do you know the ways to lower blood pressure?
The ways to lower blood pressure.
Yeah. They all suck.
I looked it up after that day of 8 margaritas.
Stop drinking. Stop smoking. Yeah. Stop having fun. Stop living your life.
Oh my God. Yeah. I bet there's something about gay sex on there too.
Yeah. Stop being immoral and sucking dick.
Ew.
Yeah.
I hate the medical community.
I know. They really.
I think they're bogus.
They're totally bogus, especially when they say whenever you suck dick, you get higher blood pressure. No, it was like all stuff. It was like exercise and eat oatmeal and shit like that.
Right. Oatmeal.
I know.
That I'm not eating.
I do not mind oatmeal, but I'm like, I don't know if there's enough oatmeal to save this ship from sinking.
I think I can confidently say I will never eat oatmeal again unless it's an emergency.
Why do you hate it so much?
I don't hate it. It's just literally unappealing to me. I'd rather have yogurt.
You can make it
day.
Good. You can make
I'd rather
it
have
good.
I don't want. It's so mushy. You know what oatmeal I like actually is that brand Mush.
What is that? I've never heard of it.
It's a little brand called Mush.
And they make.
And they have a really good dark chocolate overnight oats.
You can make it mushy in the same way that like chia pudding is mushy or like.
But chia pudding is not mushy. Chia pudding is
soft.
Pudding.
You're right. Well, think of it like pudding.
You know, it's something about the fact that you have to chew, but there's nothing to chew.
I know.
That I don't like.
But what about like an oatmeal raisin cookie?
I
fucking got you there.
I don't want it. I don't want really? It. I want a chocolate chip cookie bad.
But I feel like oatmeal raisin is good too. I mean, maybe you never had a really good one. Sometimes they do have a really, the texture is really hits right. For sure.
I just would rather have chocolate chip.
I know, but yeah, fair enough.
Is there a day that like you get two options and you can only choose one, you would choose oatmeal raisin over chocolate chip?
Totally.
That day will never exist for me.
It depends if it's morning. If it's a morning, I might get an oatmeal raisin. But also, I never see oatmeal raisin anymore. When I was a kid, that was such a thing.
I know. Why was it such a thing? It's because they wanted to torture. They wanted us to grow up faster.
They want, exactly. Thank you for saying
that's
it that
exactly
way.
That's exactly it.
They were robbing us of our childhood one oatmeal cookie at a time. Mm-hmm. They were like, yeah, enjoy that.
Right.
And I fucking drank the Kool-Aid. That was me. I was like, I want to be 30 so bad. Give me 3 oatmeal raisin cookies, please.
Yeah, I think you and my brother are similar in that way.
Yeah.
Like my brother growing up was always like wanted to sit at the adults table at Thanksgiving. It's kind of like, like, oh, sure. Have fun. Like you're embarrassing yourself.
I was like desperate to like smoke cigars and drink sherry. I was like, I want
every
this
kid's dream
so bad. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm sherry drinking age, I'm kind of like, take me back. I want to drink Hawaiian
Punch.
What's
your experience with cigars?
I haven't had a single one, but you and I have spoken about when things really blow up at the podcast, we're going to have a cigar.
Oh my God.
Right? Didn't we say that?
I can't remember that. Where we but make you know what? That sounds something. Like something we would say, right? And I'm fully in.
Can you imagine us smoking a cigar?
Wait, literally, okay, if we ever sell this podcast for even a single dollar.
Yes.
We are smoking cigars on Instagram Live.
Oh my God. That would be awful. I think it would be a really
but
unpleasant.
But we're going to be fully mic'd up.
Yes.
Ouch. I'm like, my actual throat hurts thinking about it.
What are you supposed to do with them? You're supposed to just put it in your mouth and like.
you're really supposed to get them sloppy wet too. It's kind of gay as fuck.
It's so gay. It's really gay. Which,
if your guy's dad smokes cigars, just let him know that he's a gay guy.
He's gay. My dad smokes cigars and he's an actor. He's probably a little gayer than
probably,
me.
Probably, yeah. Definitely gayer than you. Dude, you're actually the straightest gay guy I know.
And you're not the first to say that.
It's very hard to not have feelings
look
for you sometimes.
Look how low my shirt is.
I know, and I've been admiring it.
This is not me.
Should I go lower with mine? Yeah. Just full sports bra out?
We should have done that the whole episode and just like lower.
Today, I'm kind of wearing the sports bra that even though there's a camera on me, if anyone were to see this sports bra, it's kind of like, this is my ugliest sports bra and I need you guys to know. Like, I don't normally want to wear the sports bra.
I can see why you'd say that.
This color is not made for me. Do you know what I mean? It's like almost too femme for me somehow.
I want to like play devil's advocate, but I think I'm going to agree.
Yeah.
I like it though. And I do will. Yeah. I like the pattern kind of in between.
Yeah. It's from Target. It's no biggie.
I don't think that color looks good on anybody, quite frankly.
I don't know if it does either, except for the blondest girl I can imagine.
Yes.
Blonde, tan, beach bum.
I know. And the shirt needs to be brand new.
Yeah, or vintage.
Okay.
Or the polar opposite.
Oh, we gotta go.
Oh, we're at time. Wow.
You guys, let's continue the conversation on the Patreon.
Seriously, guys, come on over. Also, will you guys leave us some Apple reviews?
Yeah.
On Apple Podcasts, leave us some 5-star reviews.
We would love that.
Constructive criticism, always welcome.
Always welcome. Or you can email us the constructive criticism and we'll block you. either of those is totally fine. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. We love you a lot. Bye.